Well, good morning and welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Chris Lorton here with my guest, Sarah Pranger, teaches at the middle school and recently won a award from the Illinois State Board of Education. The program was Those Who Excel, and you were nominated and you won the Meritorious Service Award for 2023-2024. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes, so you've been a teacher for a while.
Yes, about 20 years.
20 years of teaching. All right. Now when you go around and you see those kids that you taught in grade school and now they're married and maybe some of them even having kids probably.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure I'll probably be teaching some of their kids soon.
Yeah, so. That's cool. So you teach, what grades do you teach?
So I work with 5th grade, 6th grade, and 7th grade kids.
Okay. And I understand you actually do something called intervention.
Yes. So I work with kids who are behind in reading and math, and I work with them either one-on-one or in small groups to kind of fill in those gaps and help them catch up to be at grade level.
Okay. Do you find... Do the kids, with your help, do they respond quickly?
I think so, yeah. Just having one-on-one or small group time with another teacher is a great help. You know, you can really find out exactly what they need and help them fill in those gaps so they can be successful in the classroom.
For those that are listening, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, big sisters and brothers, what would you say? Because this is a thing you do, right? What and reading is so important. I mean, reading is the vehicle, you know, for learning is reading. What would you say that we need to do to help children in their reading? What would you say? What are the big things?
Read at home with your kids from the time they're born. Read to your kids, read with your kids, get books in their hands, and that makes a huge difference.
And that's something I'm sure you did with your children.
I did. Yes.
Yeah, we did. We did that with ours too. We always had story time and had the same books, a lot of the same books, same stories, but the kids loved it every time.
Oh yeah. I think every kid has a favorite book that you probably read 100 times and they still love it.
So do you think, the children that need help in reading, do you think that they're not getting that? Do you think that's the issue?
Some of them. I mean, there are others. I think that, you know, they may have a learning disability that makes it more difficult for them to learn to read. But mm-hmm.
I have a great nephew, excuse me, that they discovered he had a reading disability and it was a vision thing. Smart kid, mm-hmm. But he, you know, when he looked at the lines, you know, it really was difficult. They were sideways, up and down, crazy, and he really had to go to some special classes to get it corrected. But what do they call that? What are some of the things that happen in that line of?
I'm not a doctor, so I couldn't tell a kid if they had dyslexia or not. But a lot of kids may be dyslexic. But there's a lot of tests that you have to go through to get a diagnosis for dyslexia. But even if a kid is not dyslexic, you still treat in the same way. You still teach them the same strategies and work on the same skills and things like that. So,
do you think there's a high percentage of dyslexia with kids?
I don't know. It's hard to say because there's not many kids that actually get a diagnosis with that. I mean, there could be some that are undiagnosed, but it's complicated to diagnose. So I would say it's probably just there are maybe a lot of kids that have a learning disability when it comes to reading.
Mm-hmm. What else do you do besides teach and read?
So I work with a program that we have after school called Panther Kids Club. And we do after school tutoring, but then we also have enrichment activities for the kids. I work with Reading in the Park, which is a program we have over the summer where every Wednesday morning we pick a different park in Jersey County. Yeah. And we have a guest reader Sometimes it's like the mayor, the sheriff, the judge. We find somebody to come and read to the kids. And the Jersey County Arts Council comes and they do an art project with the kids. The library shows up and they usually bring one of their special characters like Pete the Cat, Bluey, can't remember who else they have. And then we have snacks and drinks for the kids and every kid leaves with a book. And we also have some prizes we raffle off. So
and you're awesome. Doing this in the summertime?
Yes.
And you're doing this on Wednesday?
Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock.
And how many Wednesdays are you doing this?
We do it during the month of June and July.
Wow. Now that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
So the other reading interventionists, Dr. Kate, Melanie even has helped sometimes, our librarians. We have a lot of help, but it's a great program. We have had a great turnout and lots of kids leaving with books to read over the summer.
You said Dr. Kate.
Yes.
Okay. That brings a memory back to me because my son, George, he had a reading issue and he went to Dr. Kate and she definitely helped him out. Get him straightened out so he could.
I could see that.
Yeah.
She's pretty great.
Yeah. Now, where does she operate out of?
So she's up, or she's at the district office, and she's assistant superintendent, and she's in charge of curriculum and instruction. And
I see. Now, you have some children yourself.
I do. I have two kids, Jackson and Addison. Jackson's a freshman in college, and Addison's a junior in high school.
I see. You don't look like you're that old. what do you guys do for fun? What's family fun for you?
Well, they've both been pretty active in sports all through, you know, high school and whatnot. So we spent a lot of time watching soccer, basketball, tennis. You know, that was most of our time. But we like to hike. We like to ride bikes. We like to go on vacation. So
they're still, at that age, they're still hiking with you?
Sometimes,
and biking with you?
Yes,
and they will. And going on vacation with you?
I think as long as we keep paying for vacation, they'll keep coming along. So
I remember when my sister and I were turned 16, we were twins, you know, and my parents wanted to go on this vacation out west. And we're like, oh, we want to stay home with our friends. And they go, oh, I know. We didn't have our driver's license yet. We were like, we had the permits. And my dad said, well, I'm going to let you drive a lot. Okay.
So, it's kind of nice having extra drivers. Actually,
yeah.
It makes those trips go by a little bit faster.
But we were pulling a camper too. So my mom was like, yikes. But we had fun. We went out west and we had a great time. So you won this award and that's pretty cool. You won this award. You must be an outstanding interventor.
I hope so.
So how does a person get an award like that?
I was nominated by my principal.
Yeah.
And so he nominated me and then I had to have some letters of recommendation and write a biography and send it in. And that was about it. And then I just had to wait to see.
Yeah. Well, so, who's your principal?
Tommy Leslie.
Tommy Leslie. Well, that's great. And did they have an award ceremony or?
It's in May, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a dinner. And then I don't exactly know what all it entails, but I'm assuming they'll announce the teacher of the year and whatnot. And
so everybody that has gotten this is up for teacher of the year.
They have like a top 10, I think, that they've picked that are up for teacher of the year. So that's not me, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe next year. You keep working at it. You never know. You do all this reading at the park. I mean, that's great. And that's what ages is that?
Most of the kids that show up are like preschool, kindergarten, first grade, but we do have some older brothers and sisters that will come along. And
I understand you do some coaching as well.
I just started coaching girls track at the middle school this year. So I'm helping Brenda McCreary and she's retiring this year. So I'm going to have some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
But so I'm trying to learn from the best, but it's been fun so far. We have our first meet this Thursday.
Yeah. So when you're coaching, what's your strategy on coaching?
Oh gosh, we have so many girls. I'm just trying to keep them all straight. We have like 80 girls that came out for track. It's insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. But it's great. It's great that there's that many kids that want to be involved and be a part of something. So
And this is what grade levels?
6th, 7th, and 8th.
6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. And they do the sprints, the cross countries, the relays.
Yeah, high jump, long jump, shot, discus. I do it all.
And you're teaching all that.
Well, I'm trying.
Okay. Do you have a background? Did you used to do track?
I helped coach when my kids were in middle school, so I do have a little bit of experience there. But
I mean, you look fast.
I didn't really start running until I was an adult, so I think I probably felt the same way about running as most kids do. I hated it when I was 12 or 13, but.
Yes, my wife, Brenda. Okay. Do you know Brenda?
I do. Okay. Yeah.
She went through high school, and she told me that she never took PE. She wasn't going to sweat in the second hour and then have to redo everything. So she would take her D and then, just sit on the bleachers. Yeah, that's now she's like, she runs and she goes to yoga and she's always going to the wellness center and she's methodical about it now, but not when she was a kid.
Well, when you get older, I think you realize you need it for your health. When you're a kid, it just seems like one more thing to do. So,
you're coaching. Is that track? Is that all you're coaching? You got anything else you do?
Just track.
Just track. Well, that's plenty.
Yeah.
That's plenty. And are you doing some summer school as well?
I've been teaching summer school for quite a while now. So I plan on doing it again this summer.
And is that 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th? What are you doing?
They actually, summer school is district-wide, but I just work at the middle school with 5th through 7th grade during the summer. And it usually lasts 3 to 4 weeks, and it's in the mornings. The first part, we kind of focus on kids that need a little extra help with reading and math. And then the second part is more enrichment-based, STEM-based, where they're doing different kinds of projects. And
So can anybody go to summer school if they want to?
We usually make recommendations of kids that we want to come to the reading and math part. Mm-hmm. But if a parent requested it, we would always take a kid that needs, any extra help. And then the second part is kind of open for all, anybody that wants to come in and have that extra enrichment.
So in summer school, what days do you teach summer school?
It's either usually a Monday through Thursday or a Tuesday through Friday. I can't remember what it is.
Like
this
a half
year.
A day or all
yeah,
day?
We start at like 8:30 and we're done at 12:30. Okay. So a couple hours for the reading and math part and then a couple hours for the enrichment part.
Do the kids seem like they like summer school?
Most of them. Yeah. I mean, there are some that I think their mom made them come or their dad made them come and they're not very happy about it, but most of them are fine. It starts right after school gets out. They don't really have a chance to like fall into that summer mode. They just kind of keep coming to school. So
yeah,
makes the transition a little easier.
Well, Sarah, it's been a pleasure having you and congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your award. I mean, that's really cool that, we have three teachers that have gotten that award from the state. So fantastic. Do you have anything that you want to add to this interview?
No, thanks for having me.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came. And you have a great year. I guess, when does school get out this year?
I think it's May 23rd.
You have a little break and then you're back to summer school.
Back at it, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and we'll see you around.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.